At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Thursday the 13th of October. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's turn our attentions to some more serious stuff. Let's go to live charting. What's the market doing this morning?
We're up a smidge, up 16 points.
Right.
So above 6,600, 6,627, so that's looking sort of healthy from my previous call.
Okay. The DAX was quite weak yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think that one of the myths about, you know, because obviously people come in here and sort of say, you know, the market's going to crash and all the other stuff like that, which obviously hasn't happened yet again. But you know, the driver on all indices is the U.S. Stock market. It's the U.S. Economy, and really everyone else is a sideshow. And even,
yep,
even if the German economy is in the toilet, it's, you know, the DAX itself is going to
be dragged up by the U.S. Well, I think it's interesting. The LSE mentioned a strong pipeline of IPOs in the offing, which I guess confidence is back. Or did it never disappear?
Well, I don't know, it's confidence and desperation, but people are really, really keen to get money off the market.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of that's a factor of how mean banks are.
Yeah.
And it's actually easier to get funding from the stock market than it is from the banks, which,
right,
is obviously an indictment of the banks. But, you know, that is the problem. That's an ongoing problem. We had Virgin Money on coming on today.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll try and break up. There'll be a disruptive force in the banking sector.
Well, I don't know if I said, I went into the Metro Bank, you know, the new bank on the block. And the currency exchange rates were this wide. Again, you could get a double-decker bus through. And I thought, this is no change to the old banking industry.
Well, no. What it is just you've got everybody else wants to get on that same gravy train. I don't think it's disruptive at all. I think just people replicating.
Exactly. Putting a dog bowl in the front of the reception.
Exactly,
okay.
Yes.
You know, extraordinary.
Exactly. So,
and opening for longer hours. Okay, that's a convenience. But are they charging me the same?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the problems. The other problem is all these fines, which are just coming through every day. We obviously we're paying for those.
Did you see the chief dealer at the Bank of England got sacked after 30 years service for failing to do something with the internal procedures? He failed to do something on the internal procedures.
Yeah, but I'm sure he'll get his pension.
And
he'll be okay.
That must have been quite serious.